I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Mittelstead. This week's episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast Weekend Edition is going to focus on the topic of obstacles. On today's episode of Ask Me Anything, I'm going to be talking about dealing with negative people. This week, I was asked a question that all of us face on a regular basis, all throughout our life. The question was, how do I deal with someone close to me that is often in a negative state of mind? Well, nobody's positive all the time. Not only is it impossible, it is actually undesirable. One would think that being positive all the time is something to strive for, but the truth is, it just isn't possible. The universe and the energy that flows through it requires balance. Balance is harmony. Positive and negative need each other, or neither would exist. It is the very basis of the yin-yang of duality. Think of the energy that makes electricity work. If you only had a positive connection, nothing electrical would work, as the energy could not flow. It needs a negative connection, so the energy flows through the electrical appliance, whether it's a light bulb, the speakers in your stereo, or your computer. Or even you. Take either negative or positive away, and they cease to function. And so our life is no different. It is only our perspective from our programming that relies on the faulty notion that we must be positive all the time. If we were positive all the time, we wouldn't know what being positive meant, because there would be no context for us to understand it. So first of all, let's be aware that both must exist, or neither does. In order to apply this to our life, let's explore this further to fully understand it. For obvious reasons, we prefer being positive and interacting with others who are also positive. This is living in high energy states of being and associated with positive emotions of happiness, joy, peace, contentment, etc. Who wouldn't want to be like this and be around others who are as well? And of course, we don't like the negative low energy states and the associated emotions of sadness, anxiety, worry, fear, doubt, anger, guilt, etc. And we don't like being around others who are living in these states either. But no matter how positive we are, we will at times feel the emotions of low energy. We will most certainly be around others who also feel this way at times. Of course, when someone is experiencing this, we can just avoid them by walking away or removing ourselves from the presence of these low energy states. But sometimes, due to circumstance and situations, this is not possible, and we can find ourselves a bit trapped in their energy, sometimes for extended periods of time. One only needs to think of work environments, long car rides, and such, where there is nowhere to escape the negativity. We can also be living with those who are often in negative emotional states, like with family, friends, or roommates. How can we escape this? Perhaps we can't, so then we must deal with it and them. What can we do? Everything begins with awareness. First, we must recognize our own emotional state and what energy we are living in. This makes all the difference. And this ties in directly with another question that was asked, so I'll answer both questions today. The second question was, sometimes I think I am my own biggest obstacle. How can we get out of our own way? Again, this starts with awareness. We are our own worst critics, and negative self-talk is quite common. Every relationship we have with another can never be any better than the one we have with ourselves. So when it comes to dealing with others' negative energy, we absolutely must be aware of and deal with our own first. We often say our problems lie in listening to our ego. But the ego isn't capable of doing anything without the other half of our conscious mind allowing it to do so. The ego needs to access the subconscious where everything about our past is stored. It's the only place the ego can find the script for the stories it tries telling us about what is going on in any given moment. The other half of our conscious mind, the creation mind, that part of our mind that sees and hears the ego, doesn't need to rely on our past programming. Our conscious creation mind has the ability to access the imagination and can think critically without the ego interfering. This is where we must deal with negativity in any given situation. There are two aspects to our emotions. There is the emotion we feel in the body, but there is also what we think about the emotions. This is where we need to be aware and mindful about them. Are we simply feeling an emotion in the moment, or are we also thinking about that feeling? This is where, if we allow the ego to take conscious mind control, we don't just feel an emotion temporarily, but we become attached to it and begin dwelling on it. The ego keeps feeding us a story about our emotion that keeps us clinging to it long after the event that caused it has passed. Emotions, in and of themselves, are harmless, as they are simply reactions to our experience. It is in the attachment to them that emotions can be detrimental to our well-being. Any emotion we feel in the moment is a good thing, even when they are negative emotions. It's all right to feel sad, angry, anxious, worried, or fearful, just as it is to feel happy, calm, confident, and content. This is just life. Both positive and negative emotions are required to experience life. Life is meant to be stimulating, and so we will experience the stimuli with our feeling. That's all emotion is. There is no judgment in that. But once the initial reaction settles down, if we allow the ego to take control of this moment, we can become attached to the emotion. Instead of simply feeling it and letting it naturally go, which is the normal response, if the ego takes over, it wants to cling to it. And how does it do this? It uses judgment. Let's say something happens that makes you feel mad. You're angry in the moment, which might be a perfectly legitimate thing to feel. And then it's over. You got angry, then you settle down into a neutral state. This is a normal response. But if the ego takes control, what it will do is make a judgment about the situation as being good or bad, and bring up a lot of stories about it until your emotion starts controlling you. This is when you are attached to it, and simply letting go is no longer so easy. When it comes to our ego's judgment, it is important to understand something about the ego. Believe it or not, we need the ego as it is a part of our conscious state, and it's not all bad. But it's only a part of our conscious state. It's the part that can only use what is stored in our subconscious. Something can happen that makes us laugh, smile, and feel happy. Then the ego can recall from our subconscious other similar situations that happened in our past and begin telling us stories that this current situation reminds us of. I'm sure you can relate. Say you're out on a boat with friends having fun, and that makes you all happy. Before you know it, you're laughing and telling each other stories like, "Remember that time we were fishing and you fell out of the boat?" And then you and your friends all have a laugh about it. Well, this is also the ego. The same ego that can undermine you with negative thought can also recall positive moments from your past. This is where your awareness comes into play. Can you be aware when the ego is being the good voice in your head or the bad voice? This is what gave rise to the concept of the devil versus angel on our shoulders. The ego plays both roles equally well and can easily take control in any given moment. The ego is great at manipulation, which is why programming runs so deep and is so effective. It is only in our awareness whether we allow it to control our current state of being. This is the progression of our emotional energy state. 1. A situation causes an emotional response, which is energy. 2. We feel the emotion in the body as an energetic vibration. 3. Then our conscious mind is aware of how the body feels in this moment. This is our experience. 4. From this point on, it is crucial to then be aware. Whether the emotion is positive or negative, the ego will attempt to take control. So, we either 1. Let it go and return to a neutral state, or 2. We get attached to it. If we enjoy the emotional state, we may still become attached to it. Even positive emotions can be controlled by the ego. This is when we feel so good being in this high energy, or like a state of euphoria, that we sometimes make bold statements or lofty goals we're not prepared to set, or make promises to others that we later regret making. Suddenly, these positive emotions aren't so positive, are they? For the most part, it is the negative emotions that are more damaging to our well-being, and it's far more common to become attached to them. Once the ego gets involved, and we're not aware of it being there, it will begin telling stories that play up the emotion, making the moment and the emotion bigger and or worse than it really is. In this state, the energy is growing, and the ego keeps feeding it with more reasons to continue to feel it, and so it keeps perpetuating itself to the point that even when the event that triggered it is long over with, we remain stuck in this negative energy state of being, where nothing about our life feels good or right. Then the ego sees everything around us as cause for more negative reaction, leaving us in a mindless, unconscious state of being. Sometimes it can go on for so long that it becomes an identity, something we are known for. Well, that guy, he's always so happy, or he's always so sad, or even that is an angry guy. It can become our identity if we cling to it too long. It's like a pan of food burning on the stove, but you can't do anything about it, as the ego turns the burner up even higher. Then you are not only angry about the food getting burnt, you're mad about the splattered mess on the stove, the pan needing to be scraped afterwards, and then you turn around and take it out on the kids or your spouse. And then you're all mad, and now all of you are in a full-blown fight, yelling at each other, and then one child runs off and slams their bedroom door while the other runs into something and hurts herself. And then you yell at your spouse, blaming them for allowing the child to get hurt. So now you have a new fight going on that has nothing to do with the burnt food at all. It's amazing how a simple emotional reaction could lead to divorce and your house burning down. It all seems so silly, yet variations on this happen every day when one is not aware. So how do we deal with this? Well, of course, we learn to let things go. But we have to be aware of exactly what it is we are letting go of. Remember, the ego isn't always bad. But if we are not aware and we allow the ego to control our emotional state, things can get bad really fast. We must use our awareness to remain in control. Obviously, we should already be working on our personal and spiritual growth in all areas of life, which means we are taking care of our health, so our health is not a contributing factor. Since we feel emotional energy in our body, nothing makes it more difficult to control our emotional energetic state than having our body out of whack with either pain, illness, or limitations. But assuming we are physically healthy, mentally, we must also be working to master stress, as this plays a big role in how our mind processes what the body feels. We absolutely must work to align the energy of our body, mind, and spirit so they are integrated into the whole of our being. We can be spiritual and of calm mind, but if the body is feeling the emotion harder than the mind can comprehend it, we are still going to get triggered into emotional attachment. But let's be honest, having a holistic, fully integrated body, mind, spirit experience is a continuum of work and progress. And depending on where you are at, letting go may be easier or harder. For the time being, we can use the let go technique. If we've been meditating for a while, we know that we can use our breathing to help us slow down, become more centered, and allow the mind to be still for a moment. At least long enough to use our awareness to see what is really happening and how we are responding. When you get triggered and feel the emotion, take a deep breath, slow down, and ask yourself if you are truly aware of your emotion in the present moment. Remember, it's normal to feel it. So in this moment, identify it. Literally tell yourself what you are feeling. If something makes you angry, tell yourself, "I'm feeling angry." "I'm feeling sad," or whatever the emotion is. It is amazing how just identifying your emotion can allow you a brief pause. Think about it. Something happens and you get angry. How long can you remain angry if you are busy identifying it? It's like naming the ego. It makes the emotion real, and not something imaginary or outside of you. Identifying it gives you pause for thought. You can't feel anger while you are also consciously thinking about the emotion of anger. by being conscious of your energetic emotional state, in this case, by identifying it as anger, it short-circuits the brain briefly, where the conscious mind can then take what the body is feeling and make sense of it before the ego has a chance to start in on you. It is a survival instinct to be reactionary. Every situation causes us to react without thought. Look at birds, squirrels, or monkeys. You enter their environment and they run to safety without thought. Only then will they pause and observe. We do the same thing. Something triggers us and we immediately go into fight or flight without any conscious thought behind our reaction. But in awareness, we can learn to pause, contemplate our response before reacting. Since most live unconsciously, they lack awareness and react emotionally. But unlike animals, they keep running away, locked in their emotion long after what triggered the reaction. This is the attachment that comes from the ego. So remember this when dealing with others who are dwelling in low negative energy. They are simply unaware. Acknowledge their emotion and allow them to feel it. Then see if you can get them to be aware of it. Most people can only feel it without getting to the awareness of it. Now, we can't change anyone else. We can only change ourselves, and that is where we start. Well, that's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply clicking like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay inspired.